It's been 3 years. We've been doing this for 3 years and we just don't
Fuck
laugh.
Off. It hasn't been 3 years, has it?
It has been 3 years. Our first recording was late 2019.
Was it?
It was before COVID.
Before I want that to be noted, we weren't a COVID podcast.
Yes.
Oh, I thought we were.
No.
That's what I remember.
We kind of accidentally were because we released it during COVID.
Oh, because it took us months.
Ahead of the curve. it's a joke that probably doesn't age.
We're back!
Yeah! Hello, world.
This is Country Wine. We've gone too far. A podcast where a Scotsman, an Irishman, and a Bulgarian discuss the silliest, the worst, the most memorable music videos. And today we're returning after our small hiatus with a figurative and a literal squirrel-induced bang. This is the 2002 summer banger, Move Your Feet, by the Danish pop duo Junior Senior.
Not sure how I feel about literal squirrel and just bang. Is that what the kids are saying these days?
It's what we said when we were kids.
Did you?
Probably. I don't know. Well, it's a squirrel. It finishes with a bang that is induced by a squirrel.
Oh yeah, it actually does, doesn't it? Yeah, fuck. It's probably impossible to have missed this video if you owned a TV and were somewhat sentient back in 2002, but equally so, the song disappeared from the consciousness as quickly as it appeared a few months in. But yet, the faint memory of the video lived on enough for us to want to talk about it in detail today in 2023. The video was directed by British art collective Shinola, who are the masterminds behind a whole lot of great visual things like your favourite Radiohead and Coldplay videos, as well as some fantastic movie title sequences. Basically, for once in this podcast, the low-res quality of the video is on purpose and not by accident.
What is the video itself about, though? Well, I'm glad that you asked, because we, as usual, are struggling with this one. So, there are two guys and a crazy squirrel who loves causing mayhem. And a peanut! But the two guys are inside the peanut. Oh yeah, here we go.
No, you should do it. Oh yeah, like the song. Oh yeah!
Nailed it. Nailed it. It's always good when we get Neil to do musical performances in this.
I specifically had this in mind.
I am very musically minded. I have a Spotify account and I listen once a day.
To a single song?
No more.
Yeah.
I imagine some people don't watch the videos before the podcast, like watch this one, because we can't really describe what's going on. It's just chaos. I don't think I ever really appreciated how good a song it is. It's just like pure joy wrapped in a fucking blanket of pixel art.
The song has been on like on regular circulation on my Spotify, like just the go-to generic album I have. I hadn't watched the video in a while. I never appreciated how good the video is done and like animated and how well it flows. Which is, it's surprising for pixel art.
Because of the style of the video, it's kind of timeless anyway, so it doesn't really get old. You know, that style of art, that the way it's presented, it doesn't really matter if you watch it in 2001 or 2023. It looks as good as it did, you know, because it isn't like a filmed video. It's probably always going to be like that. It's always going to be just cool.
Because it's really well done pixel art. Obviously, it's simple, but like everything's smooth and it flows and all the art, even though it's like obviously made out of little blocks, is just really sort of charming, I think. Did you ever see like the like Amiga or Mega Drive like demo things that people would do? They'd basically do like pixel art videos to kind of show off like how much sort of power they could get out of like an Amiga or a Mega Drive or whatever. And it kind of reminds me of that.
And I've done a little bit of diving into it. So Shinola used a program called Deluxe Paint, which was released in 1985. And it was basically a bitmap graphics editing software tool. It was published by EA. So it was one of their early bits of software. And I think that's really, to me, it's quite interesting because they used a tool which, you know, the performers in the, and the band weren't even born yet. But yet this video was created with something that is almost twice their age, and you could probably use it today still to make exactly the same style of video, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of that kind of stuff, like people who make games for older consoles or people who make chiptunes and stuff. I can't remember who it was, but I saw a guy a gig once where the guy had a Game Boy with like some special cartridge in it, and he was using it to make like chiptunes and stuff like that. They say art thrives on restrictions and stuff like that, and what better way to restrict yourself than using a fucking 30-year-old piece of software? Probably more than 30, actually.
But in this video, it's like it's kind of perfect. You can make it high res. You can even make it more pixel art, but you know, more modern pixel art, like whatever the style of modern day pixel games would be. But it just wouldn't feel the same. There's no need for this. Should we very briefly just actually talk about what the video is? Hopefully all of you have actually seen the video, so I remember it, but just a very, very quick rundown of what happens?
Yeah. So as you were saying, there's a squirrel and there's two guys trapped inside a peanut, and then the squirrel tries to break the peanut. and there's a horse jumping over some buses. Has anyone got a more coherent way of describing this than that?
Did any of you watch Adventure Time?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think this is the idea that conceptualized Adventure Time. I don't know. I watched it and I was like, that's all I can see. It's just that same ridiculous madness, which doesn't have to make any sense, but you just keep watching the little journey kind of, you know, take place.
That's a fantastic way to put it, honestly. There's a description which it's for a completely different video, which I'm not going to mention here now, but it was described by the artist as a Dave Mayhem, and I kind of feel like this is perfect for it as well. It's just mayhem, just things happening. You have a squirrel who's trying to clearly cause pain to the band, quite physical and literal pain. And also this squirrel drinks.
He kills a bird at one point, he blows up a guy's cigar.
Blows up the whole world at the end.
Just everyone in this video is like happy and dancing and having fun apart from this fucking squirrel who just wants to ruin everyone's day.
No, the squirrel is having great fun.
Yeah, he's having fun in his own way, I suppose.
Yeah,
But he's being a dick though. You're being a dick, squirrel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Speaking of dicks, oh boy, all the innuendos which I didn't realise when I was a child.
Yeah, the one where there's some very white fluid going into a glass, a champagne glass.
It's champagne.
And it's like, I was like, that happened. I was like, nope, no, it's not an innuendo. And then the glass winks at you and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, dirty, the glass has got a face, by the way.
Second glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's important to not to mention that everything is anthropomorphized. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Yes, thanks.
Yeah, I'm hard to say, apparently.
Everything has faces. Smiles. It's a bit disturbing occasionally. The champagne, but also the scene of the hot dog when you have the both guys doing the hot dog squirt on the hot dog.
A lot of fluids. I've got the video playing in the background, and I just saw the toast. It's quite near the start. There's a couple of slices of toast with faces sort of jumping up and down rhythmically and from the toaster. This isn't an innuendo. I just thought it was cool. So I think that was the moment where I was like, yes, this video has got me.
It generally feels like it's time still. As in like someone in the zaniness of the happiness and cheeriness of 2002. Well, actually it was post 9/11. But it wasn't a deep end afterwards. So don't know if all the wars had started yet. So everyone was still kind of like, oh, it's early 2000s.
The world going to shit joy.
Yeah.
Potentially there. Although I'm sure it was shit in different ways.
No, definitely. But, you know, that was pre all the crashes and everything. And I don't know, there was a lot of innocence in early 2000s, which I don't think we quite appreciated because we ourselves were children.
Speaking of innocence, I can give you some popular events which happened in 2002, you might remember.
Oh, God.
It was a year of the World Cup in South Korea. For you football fans out there, definitely not me, but there you go. The euro.
The euro, just the euro.
Became the official currency.
You showed up. Had a face.
Ireland moved away from the beloved punt. That's right. I didn't say cunt. I said punt to the euro. The Queen Mother died, for those who are into that. What else happened? That's pretty much anything worth tornadoes.
Oh.
Tornadoes. Oh, they killed quite a few people in Pennsylvania and Louisiana. No. Oh, that's a shame.
I'm sorry for laughing. Everyone from Pennsylvania and Louisiana.
Another gym chat. Oh, that's it. Now that I got to the end of my list, everything else is rather dull. Very important, but rather dull. So you've heard the facts. Speaking of numbers, like I don't understand how this song didn't get a number one.
I agree with you. It's got this should be number one in the charts in the UK at least. I don't know about other countries, but it's like this should be number one written all over it. And I'm surprised. What was number one? Do you know?
I can look that now.
It better be something fucking good.
Yeah,
it
better be really fucking good, or else I'm gonna be pissed.
Oh boy, you will be. Well, no, actually, oh, it's also bankers that year. Actually, Girls Aloud, Sound of the Underground.
That is a pretty good song.
That's a good song. That, yeah.
Blue featuring Elton John. So it seems to be the hardest word, which is not a good song, but you know, two big British names at the time. Well, Elton John forever. Eminem, Lose Yourself. No, you can't really.
Fair enough. Okay, so they had stiff competition.
I'm not finished. Christina Aguilera.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. My namesake, Nelly featuring Kelly Rowland.
You did a great job in that song. Well done.
Last Ketchup, the Ketchup song.
Oh, holy God. Shit. I forgot about the Ketchup song.
Pink, Tommy Kitten, Sugar Babes. There's a lot of that at the time. I think it was probably very difficult to fight against it.
Yeah, that feels like all the big pop artists all at once.
Yeah.
From that decade. Three's respectable concerning that. Yeah. Were they a one-hit wonder? I don't remember any of the other songs.
I think they probably would be.
Yeah, I think they were.
Yeah. I'm going to download this album though because it's piqued my interest, but I don't remember anything else sort of breaking out like this one.
Yeah.
He's only had two studio albums over the space of like 3 years. So, I don't think they've done too much after that.
Although, let's be honest, if this song came out, if it was released now and it was put in like in Eurovision, it would probably hit all the tunes.
Denmark next year, junior, senior, although it kind of might just be senior. Sort of senior at this point, but
senior.
senior
anyway, to the mark. But yeah, Denmark, get it done, get them back for Eurovision. You'll smash it.
Yeah,
junior, senior walked, so whoever the fuck was who won Eurovision, no, sorry, the British guy who was Eurovision last year could fly in the sky.
Sorry, that just amused me greatly. I don't know.
Well, his song was about spaceman or something.
It was spaceman, wasn't it? Something space.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm in the minority. I really hated that song, but it's very similar. The video, if I remember correctly, was still like low res poly pixel something video.
Yeah. I didn't see it, Demasted.
I did.
I'm really bad for not watching Eurovision. I'm a terrible European.
How dare you?
Maybe next year. It seems like every time I hear about people watching Eurovision, they're having a lot of fun. So I think I might jump on the bandwagon.
Oh, no, Eurovision is like, it's really dumb, but that's its appeal.
And I think Graham Norton, in the UK at least, he narrates it in the UK.
Oh, he is quite good.
He doesn't give a fuck. He just, he'll throw the shades to shades.
He takes the piss in the most beautiful way, to be honest.
Pixel art, are you fans of pixel art in general?
I kind of feel like with this point, pixel art has been overdone, especially in games, because it's so much cheaper and easy to animate. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's just getting boring. There's so many indie games that are just pixel art, and a lot of them are really good, but also a lot of them are just cheapo, like mobile games, and it's like, you need to be really good at it and not just rely on the cheap aspects of it to make it look not generic.
Although when they put their real faces into it, it was quite interesting. Like halfway through the video, they take off the pixel art mask and their like actual faces are on.
It's still pixel art faces though.
It's like pixelized photos, I guess, is it? Or would they have actually drawn it?
It's really low res, dithered style image. I think it would have been like 16 colors. That's why it looks so not sketchy, but that's why it looks the way it is. But that's a quirk of the software. Yeah. It wouldn't, would have maybe been able to do like a real photo, but it still would have looked really different because it can only do so many colors.
It's like opening a picture on like a 90s web browser or something.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
But I think if I was to have a complaint, and this is literally my only complaint of the video, is that their faces are kind of disturbing, but that's purely subjective to me. I don't know why that's... I'm looking at it going, ugh.
when you watch the video for a second at the beginning, and obviously because the band is called Junior Senior, might kind of think that they're, you know, father and son.
I did wonder that.
Yeah, not actually, because some of the questionable scenes become even more questionable there.
That's true. Yes.
You know, let's not go into incest as a context, a concept. Basically, the younger, Chris, when you see him in like real life, he just looks like a twink, literally. So he's animated as a, kind of like almost as a child. So it's like when you actually see the, you know, the pixelated his face, I'm doing air quotes, like pixelated version of his face, you kind of just see, okay, so he's just a young man. Peanut Dimension. We'll put that in the notes. What do you mean by that?
That was me. It's just purely because the thing opens with the evil squirrel with his hammer bashing a peanut, and then it zooms into the peanut, and Junior Senior are inside the peanut dancing. My question is, does this entire video take place inside the peanut?
Mm.
And then when the world explodes, is that just him breaking the peanut?
You can take the shelled peanuts, you can take the unshelled peanuts.
Let's just hope Nelly literally got a pair of sunglasses and put them on to say that.
And then did Morpheus impression.
It was good. I'll take the unshelled peanut. Which one's the one that takes you to the real world?
Yes.
Because I'm sick of this one.
That'll be the salted peanut.
Chocolate-covered peanut.
That's all I really had for Peanut Dimension.
Oh, I have a peanut-related question. What's your views on Snickers bars?
I'm a fan.
I used to, for the listeners who don't know. So Dave's obviously from Scotland. Nelly lived in Scotland for a while. Have either of you had a battered peanut or Snickers Mars bar? Sorry, I'm just picturing a single battered peanut.
I've not had a Snickers. I've had a deep fried Mars bar. I know it's a stereotype, but I did try it once because I had to try it, and it was so wrong yet so right is how I describe it.
I see.
I have a Snickers bar. Deep fried Snickers bar.
And how was that?
I don't remember because I was very drunk for my first week in Glasgow back in 2009.
The first week? Oh my god, you fucking didn't mess around. You were drunk and eating a deep fried Mars bar.
Well, it was, it was like, you knew people and they were like, yeah, let's try this. That's a thing in Scotland. And I was like, is it? Okay, sure.
Who thought this?
There is a robot doing the robot while singing the song. It's robot doing the robot cheating if you're in doing the robot competition.
Humans technically probably invented the robot because they were making fun of robots. It's because if robots invented the robot, then us doing the robot would be cultural appropriation. But
jeez. That's a deep topic there, Dave. Let's not touch any further than that.
But I don't think they actually invented the robot. I think we did. But this is going to become a much bigger issue when AI becomes sentient and shit, because the robots are going to be like, fuck you.
We remember the videos.
It's not how we move. We have human-like limbs now, you bastards. That's my answer to that question.
So basically saying it will be playing field, equal field.
So robots have like metal joints and shit. So I guess like they would only really move like that. So maybe they do have a bit of an advantage because they're predispositioned to move like a robot.
So do we go down the route of when we say robots, do we mean like, as you said, like specifically robots made of like metal, or do we go down the route of androids as well?
I'd say robots made of metal because this particular robot is like a classic like robot with a square head. And
Mr. Robot something.
Although I just scrolled to the bit and there's a bit where his limbs kind of fly sideways and do a full 360 degree spin. Mm. And even for a robot, that's fucking impressive. So I think I'm going to give it to him. It's fine.
Yeah, but then he gets destroyed by the squirrel, which kind of gets me down the route of, is that squirrel actually just trying to...
Fucking squirrel, man.
I know, but like, maybe the squirrel just wants to... Maybe it's an anarchist squirrel.
Some squirrels just want to watch the world burn. Next question on Nelly's list. What is the best way to outdrink a squirrel? Or what drink would be the best drink to outdrink a squirrel?
The context really, is that after the squirrel... the squirrel in the video tries to destroy things, does shots of some drink, which it's implied might be champagne, which is a bit of a shitty thing to do shots on, but you know, shots of alcohol and squirrels are notoriously tiny, so maybe talk for
them. Oh man, this is like a fucking gangster squirrel. He's like in the club drinking champagne, spraying it everywhere.
So what would be your shot drink of choice then?
Aftershock. I don't know why. I'd forgotten about Aftershock until you asked that question. So.
Dragon soup.
Dragon soup. I mean, it definitely gets me drunk, and I'm bigger than a squirrel, so I imagine it'd be fine.
I can probably deal with it for a shot of Sambuca if I've had plenty to eat before that and I don't drink absolutely anything else. The squirrel is tiny.
I mean, he has what, 4 or 5 shots of champagne in that shot?
Yeah.
Lots of shots in that sense. And he's pissed at the end of that because he sees the champagne bottle and the glass have now got faces on her dancing. Mm. So maybe this whole video is just this squirrel's, like, bender.
Maybe.
He's just been out his tits for days and all he can see is faces on things dancing.
Maybe the squirrel will accidentally came across some campers who are having acid in the forest and accidentally took their acid.
It's basically Cocaine Bear, but with a squirrel. It's kind of just getting towards the end of winter here as we're recording, and it feels like this song has just, like, transitioned me into summer so, just from listening to it this morning, sort of thing, so, which is quite impressive. My favourite points is Don't Stop the Beat, and Arm appears out of nowhere and stops the record. That was quite good. And the worst part was the real pixel art faces are a little bit disturbing. That's my only mild complaint, especially when he's getting the massage.
Oh yeah, that's actually, well, it's helps to convey the emotions of pain. Neo?
I think this is one of these songs you know, but I personally don't remember when I first heard it, but it definitely sticks with you. I'm going to be totally honest, and I'm going to quote the San Francisco Sunday Chronicle. As they said, this is probably one of the best songs ever, which I think is quite true to word. It's super slick, visually charming presentation, and it's the sort of song that would win at the Eurovision. I personally can't believe it's taken until 2023 to... That's 21 years after its release date for me to actually watch this. But as Nelly alluded to earlier, I'm pretty sure I've seen it. I just can't remember. Stupidly can't remember when and where, but I'm a little gutted about that. I kind of wish I'd seen it sooner. I think everything's fantastic, and I personally can't fault it. And if there was one song that could stop wars, I think it might be this. One.
It's world peace was finally achieved. <It's world
laughs> because the squirrel destroyed the world.
Yeah, exactly. favorite part was the hot dog. It just brings me joy to see it covered in sauce every time. I personally like sauce on everything I eat. If I had my way, everything would be covered in ketchup.
I had to travel with Neil for about 2 weeks several years ago. And, oh God, yeah, he literally had everything covered in ketchup. He had ketchup covered in ketchup.
That's right.
And there was a point where you would just steal ketchup packets, so you could put more ketchup on top of your ketchup.
Honestly, Nelly, nothing's changed. Like, I'll tell you something. Yesterday, I was having something, and I was using 3 types of barbecue sauce just to see if there's any difference.
Yeah, with barbecue sauce, is like one step above the Heinz ketchup they sold at IKEA, which was nasty.
But yeah, lots of sauce.
Lots of sauce.
What is the deal with IKEA ketchup? Is it like Heinz or is it?
It's a Heinz. It's Heinz. Yeah. Like the small red packs, the shitty ones. I mean, I'm sure Neo is a connoisseur of ketchup.
Actually, I visited an IKEA the other day and I just got some chips and I got some ketchup, and the ketchup they use now is incredibly salty.
Really?
It's almost too much. Yeah.
Okay, so my final point. So I know when we started this podcast was to look specifically at bad videos, but it's always so much fun when we look at good videos instead.
Yeah.
And this is probably the most fun a mainstream video could and has been. And the video is equally unforgettable and it just brings a smile every time I watch it. Although, again, I haven't actually seen it in a fair few years because it just hasn't been on my mind to watch. My favorite part is the hand-banging pineapple. It makes me cackle every single time for some reason. The reason being fun, because it's a fun video. It's great. It's for anyone who still hasn't seen the video for some reason. There's a pineapple where the leaves of the pineapple move as the pineapple headbangs, and it's so much fun. It's a great wee scene. And my worst moment is what? There's no worst moments we're talking about here. It's 3.5 minutes of pure joy.
take a look at the show notes today for links to today's video, links to Instagram, etc. Also email gonetoofarcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your thoughts and any recommendations for videos. If you're enjoying the podcast, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your podcast player of choice. Say goodbye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
See you later. Bye.
Can't stop the beat.
No.